Welcome to your daily Hacker News Briefing. Here are today's top stories and opportunities. We begin with kernel engineering, where Linux 7.3 improves performance when running out of VRAM. The article discusses Linux 7.3 kernel patches that significantly enhance VRAM overcommitment performance and stability for games running out of physical VRAM. It details the performance bottlenecks of PCIe bus transfers and CPU RAM access latencies, while addressing stability issues like ABBA deadlocks during GPU command submissions. To optimize for this, keep in mind that PCIe 4.0x16 connections provide roughly 32 GB per second of bandwidth, limiting total evicted memory access to just over 1 GB per frame if you want to maintain a minimum of 30 frames per second. Furthermore, be aware that CPU memory latencies spike at buffer sizes exceeding the L2 cache, which is 6 MB on RDNA3, where Infinity Cache is bypassed and fetches must traverse PCIe, resulting in significantly higher latency. If you want to build around this, there is a great open-source project opportunity, a VRAM eviction and memory profiler. It addresses the problem where it is difficult to predict how much performance will drop when an application runs out of VRAM due to opaque cache hit rates and PCIe bottlenecks. The proposed solution is a user-based profiling tool that monitors GPU buffer allocations, eviction rates to system RAM, and PCIe bus utilization in real time to help developers optimize memory access patterns. Vibe coding feasibility here is high because it involves parsing existing debug interfaces and kernel metrics to present them in an intuitive dashboard using standard visualization libraries. Next, we look at rethinking database programming. This story discusses modern paradigms and challenges in database programming, exploring how to better bridge the gap between application code and database operations by highlighting inefficiencies in traditional approaches. This opens up an exciting project opportunity, an AI-native ORM assistant. Traditional ORMs either abstract away too much, leading to poor query performance, or require writing tedious manual SQL alongside application code. The proposed solution is a lightweight database access layer designed for AI code generation that automatically optimizes queries based on schema context and access patterns. Vibe coding feasibility is high because large language models excel at generating and optimizing SQL when provided with well-defined database schemas and context. Moving on to mobile application internals, how Blue Sky draws its logo on screenshots highlights a clever technique. The author investigates how the Blue Sky app overlays its logo onto user screenshots by replacing the follow button. By examining the open source code base, they discovered it utilizes an iOS trick with UI text field and is secure text entry to hide specific elements and reveal the logo only when a screenshot is captured. While some view this as an abuse of privacy APIs, similar techniques are used by apps like Telegram and Signal. As a practical tip, you can leverage native iOS text field security properties like isSecureTextEntry=true to conditionally display watermarks, logos, or alternative content specifically when a user takes a screenshot. For an open source project, consider building a cross-platform screenshot watermarker. App developers want to automatically watermark screenshots with branding across both iOS and Android, but platform-specific tricks behave differently depending on the operating system. The proposed solution is a React Native or Flutter package that standardizes screenshot detection and watermarking, exposing simple hooks to swap UI elements dynamically during capture events on both platforms. Vibe coding feasibility is high, as the core logic relies on wrapping existing platform APIs that AI can easily scaffold, test, and package. In the realm of artificial intelligence infrastructure, GPT 5.6 Sol pricing cut by 50% has generated major buzz. OpenAI's flagship model has received a 50% pricing cut on OpenRouter, bringing costs down to $2.50 per million input tokens and $15 per million output tokens. The model is optimized for complex reasoning, long-horizon problem-solving, and agentic coding workflows with a 1 million token context length. Multiple infrastructure providers like OpenAI, Azure, and Amazon Bedrock host the model, offering varying latency and throughput profiles. To make the most of this, use routing modes like Balanced, Nitro, or Xacto on OpenRouter to automatically route requests to the best performing and most cost-effective provider. Furthermore, take advantage of prompt caching features where supported to significantly lower effective token costs, as caching and volume discounts can drive actual prices well below listed rates. An incredible project opportunity here is a multi-provider AI gateway and AutoRouter. Different cloud providers exhibit vastly different latency, uptime, and throughput profiles for the same flagship models, making manual selection tedious. The proposed solution is an open-source proxy tool that dynamically benchmarks and switches downstream API traffic to the fastest or most available provider in real time based on latency and uptime metrics. Vibe coding feasibility is extremely high, as this can be built rapidly using lightweight web frameworks and standard HTTP client libraries. In corporate data acquisitions, Google buys crashed airline Spirit's data at auction because AI details how Google has acquired the liquidation data of the failed U.S. airline Spirit for $10 million to improve its AI services. The massive dataset includes over 100 million emails, 30 million recorded phone calls, and extensive operational records. Despite promises of de-identification and scrubbing personally identifiable information, experts raise serious concerns about data privacy. To tackle this, a great project opportunity is OpenPII Scrubber. Bulk enterprise datasets such as customer service calls and emails from liquidated companies risk exposing sensitive PII when sold or repurposed for AI training. The proposed solution is an open-source pipeline that scans large volumes of unstructured data to detect and redact personally identifiable information locally before datasets are made public or used for training. Vibe coding feasibility is high by combining existing regex, named entity recognition models, and modern LLM APIs. Taking a step back into gaming history, Quake Shareware, a CD-ROM just a little too full, explores a fascinating 1996 episode where ID Software attempted a retail shareware experiment with Quake on CD-ROM, including encrypted versions of their full game catalog that users could unlock over the phone. The security mechanism relied on security by obscurity and was quickly cracked by the hacker group Gnomon in just 39 days. The article explores how the DRM worked, how it was reverse engineered, and the numerous developer oversights that doomed the experiment. The primary takeaway is to never rely on client-side algorithms that generate their own unlock codes or check proofs locally without server-side validation, and to ensure that plaintext development artifacts and configuration files are completely stripped from final builds. For retro enthusiasts, a project opportunity is a retro DRM analyzer. Historical shareware and early 90s CD-ROM copy protection schemes are poorly documented and difficult to analyze automatically. The proposed solution is an open-source static analysis tool designed to parse, unpack, and visualize vintage binary protection formats and proprietary asset libraries. Vibe coding feasibility is high because historical file formats are usually straightforward binary structures easily parsed using Python scripts generated via LLMs, switching to mobile hardware and operating systems. Fairphone 6 and Postmarket OS working main camera highlights an independent developer successfully writing a driver for the main camera on the Fairphone 6, achieving working autofocus and color correction. As a practical tip, you can write a script that automatically parses bank statements to dynamically build and update a live financial transparency page for project donations and expenses. Additionally, there is a project opportunity for an open-source corporate liability insurance directory for small creators. Independent developers and small nonprofits struggle to find international corporate liability insurance without facing prohibitive enterprise barriers. The proposed solution is a community-driven directory and broker matching tool tailored for indie open source creators, with high vibe coding feasibility for an AI to quickly scaffold. In cybersecurity and geopolitical influence, Israel creates fake think tank and likely attempt to dupe AI chatbots reveals how the Israeli government contracted a U.S. firm to create a fake think tank called the Hanover Institute, publishing over 100 formulaic reports designed to manipulate AI chatbots and search engines. This practice, often called AI story optimization or LLM poisoning, aims to shape how large language models answer complex questions. To leverage or defend against this, be aware that content structured with neutral tones, concrete statistics, tables of contents, formal footnotes, and rigorous-looking citations increases the likelihood of LLMs parsing information as authoritative. A vital project opportunity here is an LLM influence detector. It addresses the problem where users struggle to know if information cited by AI chatbots originates from genuine academic sources or manufactured front organizations. The proposed solution is an open-source browser extension that traces domain authority, real-world existence, funding disclosures, and potential astroturfing footprints. Vibe coding feasibility is high using AI-assisted coding to build web scrapers and metadata analyzers cross-referencing public registries.